Hi there, it's Dr. Angelica Wagner again, and today's episode is about gateways to the light. Now, you got to understand that I have used light therapy, like 40 hertz light therapy, on the brain through a device that is a near-red, infrared device. It was created by a different manufacturer, not me, and I have used that device for almost six years now. And I use the device in every session. But it's not just a matter of the hertz frequencies of light or the hertz frequencies of sound, which is 30 hertz that I use, or the hertz frequencies of the essential oils, which could be up to 680 because of the power of plants, or the hertz frequency of the amino acids and nutrition that I use to help people. It's also mindset. So the big secrets are gateways to the light. And this did not just happen like yesterday. Like the greatest philosophers of our time, Plato, also spoke, you know, decades and centuries ago about living in the light. So I just want to stress today that as we look towards light rather than, and at this time of year, it's something that it's a double-edged sword because people love to go into excitement and joy and happiness, and there are always those who will either burst the bubble or tell you, no, don't be so happy, something bad will happen. Any of those things are just diminishing and degrading to the spirit. So the one of the gateways to the light is to live with more life. And Plato in the Symposium wrote, this is the right way of approaching, or rather being initiated into the mysteries of life, is to begin with examples of beauty in this world and using those examples of beauty as steps to ascend continually from physical beauty to moral beauty. And this is so important. I think in our society today, we have forgotten about moral beauty. We have forgotten about what it means to have integrity when the only two people in the room are you and God. And understand, God is always watching. You may be by yourself in a room. You may be by yourself when your national anthem comes on. Do you put your hand over your heart and sing it? When you are in a room and someone else's cell phone rings, do you go over and pick it up, or do you just leave it because it's not your property? These examples of moral integrity are so critical in our lifestyle and in our time of today. So Plato writes about going from physical beauty to moral beauty, and from moral beauty to the knowledge of supreme knowledge and of absolute beauty. Now, I don't really know how we define that, except to say that it's consciousness, and except to say that some of the leaders in consciousness today may express what they believe to be consciousness, but I see it more of an integration of body, mind, and spirit, not just of the mind, just not just of perception, but rather of being, of doing, of believing. And so we understand that all true great historians and leaders in the world did their earthly work with love, and financial means may not have been a part of that. It enhanced their work. It gave them joy and gave them energy. Love transformed the energy of thy ideas into knowledge, and from knowledge finally into reality. And so as we start to look at the inscrutable universe, I kind of believe that the universe is not turning on the axis of suffering. Is turning on the strange beauty of the world that must somewhere rest on pure joy. And that as we live in that space of pure joy, that is mirrored to us from the universe. And Mother Teresa said that only the work of love will lead you to immortality. It is the power of love that gives you the energy to accomplish all things. It's the power of love that is the highest, finest, fullest expression of who you are. And love is found in activities where we give our attention to. and what we make time for every day. Rabbi Julius Gordon said, love is not blind. It sees more, not less. And because it sees more, it chooses to see less, because it comes from love, always love. Love is found in activities we give our attention to, and those things and people we make time for every day. So if you're living with people that you love and who love you, you just reflect that love back to each other. You'll find greater peace and acceptance in everything you do. But if you're not living in harmony or in an environment where that love that you are pouring out or pouring into someone else is reflected to you, your purpose and your spirit will feel that you are not enough. And I've come in my practice to understand that deservedness is the number one characteristic for success. And when I just have patients who just can't get there, just right on their mirror at the top, I am, which are the two greatest words of contacting soul energy from the universe. And at the bottom of the mirror to put, I am enough. And as you just really sit with that, sit with the knowledge of that, that the universe, that God created you as you are enough. And so I've seen tremendous transformation in people's lives just with really getting clear on that one point. The interesting point is that if people who are judging you or tormenting you don't love all of you, the good, the bad, or indifferent, you will never be able to please anyone in that environment. And so I just want you to be really clear on that, that everything you do in an environment that is not loving for you will turn itself on you, so that everything you do will become undone. So living in an environment of love and acceptance is not only critical to your happiness, it's critical to your health. Why do you think cells mutate? Cells mutate because when the heart is unhappy, sooner or later, disease will creep in as the only way to fight back. Disease knows that the only way to make up for the lack of love in your life is to find the attention you crave in a hospital bed. And I have forever seen this, that people who are seeking attention have not received enough attention, create either a disease, an ailment, or something to give them more attention. If you are in love with your work and enjoy it, you'll find time to do the details, carve out the vision, and seek those people to help you. You'll be doing anything you can to accomplish your dream, no matter what it is. Because if you love this enough, nothing will stop you from success, and financial abundance will follow you and will mirror to you because you've given your heart energy. However, if there is constant interference in you accomplishing your dream, it's necessary to have a chat with yourself about the people and surroundings where you've placed yourself. And sometimes it hurts to say no to people you thought cared for you. Sometimes it hurts to drop friendships where issues cannot be resolved. But until the necessary changes are made, you will stay stuck. And resistance slows you down until you are stuck. So when you surround yourself with those who contribute to your heart energy, you rapidly advance because you are both in alignment. And again, this goes back to the core belief of, when you meet people who are in alignment with your values, you advance your agenda exponentially. So as you work to create harmony in every interaction, you will pay the price of playing catch up while you watch others with less talent, ability, or creativity zoom forward. And this works in all areas of human endeavor. It works in all areas of health, in all areas of relationship, and it works in all areas that are creating miracles. So looking to the light is something that I really encourage you to do. And, you know, we all talk about the security of the JOB. And I think that's why there are so many startups and incubators and disruptors and things that are going on with technology and entrepreneurship today that are really, truly transcendent into the next dimension. And I was at a wonderful Christmas party yesterday where people were talking about 4G and then coming 5G. Guess what? You're not going to get there if you can't transform your consciousness so that you are in alignment with where you should be going. So a gem is never polished without friction. Neither is a person perfected without many trials. And it's the trials in our acceptance of them that move us forward into the gateways of the unknown, into the gateways of following your intuition about the direction that your heart yearns to go. And then physically removing yourself, if you must, from a situation which is debilitating. And when you get that message, just move forward deliberately, fearlessly into the universe, just like I am when I'm doing this podcast. Thanks for listening. It's Dr. Angelica Wagner. I so appreciate you. I'm so in gratitude for you for taking your time every day to listen to my moments of inspiration, and hope that you continue to follow my podcast. We're on 6 platforms now. How did that even happen? In gratitude for the magicians who made that happen. And I look forward to hearing from you soon and seeing you at Grace Center for Healing. Blessings for today.